So, I guess just really briefly, for those listening, what is Fantasy Faction? It is a pro wrestling fantasy league, which you can get involved with if you are a fan, content creator, wrestler, doesn't matter. If you go to our Instagram, @_fantasyfaction, then you can join our pro wrestling fantasy league there. What we have done the last couple of years under the Cheap Pop Wrestling banner is we've had our own team, but now after quite a disastrous year in season two, where our captain had two matches, I'm afraid Mummy and Daddy have just decided to split up going forward and do our own thing, our own teams, our own direction. It's like Trick and Mellow breaking up. It's like we'll get along amicably, but for the purposes of this, for the purposes of glory, we just can't be held back by differences anymore. We're not thriving.
Fantasy Faction has its wolf pack. It's slightly more Emmerdale than NWO. But yes, I have gone rogue. I've gone completely rogue because fuck losing after having such a dominant first year. I can't do it, Luke. I can't be a loser. I need to win. I need victories. We can't let that Danish heel get away with having another title this year. It won't happen. The final boss is coming to take over.
So is this your team name then? Are you the FWO?
I am the FWO.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to be the OCP. Original Cheap
Nice.
Pop.
OCP.
OC.
OC.
Like the
posse.
Team. Obscene Clown Posse. Do you want me to go first? I'll tell you mine. Does ChatGPT have one yet? Do we need a bit more time on that one?
ChatGPT. So do you want ChatGPT's team first?
Go on then.
All right. So
the worst fantasy faction player ever, the computer, is about to pick a new team.
It is indeed. I think ChatGPT is slightly biased towards certain companies. That's all I'll say. Okay. We have got Cody Rhodes, Mercedes Moné, Samoa Joe, Charlotte Flair, Roman Reigns, Becky Lynch, AJ Styles, Kenny Omega, and the tag team of the Young Bucks.
Oh, okay. And Omega. Oh.
And the captain is going to be Cody Rhodes. Now, what will say is ChatGPT clearly doesn't know that a couple of these names are currently injured, predominantly. Yeah. Obviously, Charlotte's out, Kenny's out. So, do we get them to redraft for those two spots?
Yeah. The computer doesn't know.
Yeah,
get to redraft with maybe, I don't know, the TNA wrestlers.
First pick, Josh Alexander.
Josh Alexander, all right.
Second pick is no longer with TNA. Deonna Purrazzo.
Oh, okay. That's a good team.
Hmm. It's not bad, is it?
Okay, so Cody's captain, Mercedes Moné, yeah. Deonna Purrazzo, Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, Becky Lynch, AJ Styles, Josh Alexander, and the Young Bucks.
It's not bad.
That's a good team.
Could do some points. All right, then.
I've tried to go all over the board here. I've tried to represent everyone.
All right.
Some TNA representation. Jordan Grace.
Yeah.
Drafting Jordan Grace in. That's the only TNA one. Over in AEW, I'm going Swerve. Swerve Strickland. Mm-hmm. Will
Banking
Ospreay.
On the title win. Yep.
Will Ospreay. I think he'll have a massive year. And then, I don't know how well this will go. I don't know how active he'll be. I'm going to bring in Okada.
Well, he's just having squash matches at the minute. What's going on there?
Well, I'll take it. I'll take the title match points. I'll take squash matches. I'll take all of them. I'll take it all. Right. And then over to WWE. Mm. So I'm going with Damian Priest, Bron Breakker. Big things there. And then I really want to keep Jade in. I wanted to stay loyal to Jade because now she's going to go on a tear. Now if I go against Jade, it's like changing your lottery ticket numbers and then those numbers win.
Yeah.
So I've done a bit of compromising. I've gone Captain Cody Rhodes.
Ooh.
Got to have Homelander as captain. And then for the team, I've gone Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair. I really hope one of them doesn't turn on the other next week. It'd be a nightmare. Yep. That's my team.
Interesting team. Mm. So for me, we'll start off with AEW.
Okay.
I've gone for last season's top earner, Orange Cassidy.
Nice.
Bit of a risk. Not sure if he'll have as many title runs this year, but he has a lot of matches. Then I'm going over to NXT. Current North American champ, Oba Femi.
Oba. Ooh.
Big Oba. And then new debutante, as of last week, Javon Evans had a hell of a match on Tuesday, just gone. I'm seeing good things. I'm seeing big things. So I'm taking a punt on a newbie because you know from my history of Fantasy Faction how much I like to take punts on newbies. Look at Zoe Starks now and you all laughed. You all laughed at me, but look at her now.
Yeah.
Onto the main WWE roster.
Okay.
For the rest of my picks, obviously Jade Cargill.
Yes. Nice. Yep.
Obviously, Bianca Belair as well. Because again, volume.
Oh, a separate.
Just volume. But yeah, I've got them in as separates. Bron Breakker, just going to smash every week. Rhea Ripley.
Ah, sticking with Rhea. Nice.
Sticking with Rhea for this round. Sami Zayn.
Oh, yeah. He'll probably get a good few defenses in.
Yep. And my tag team is the Awesome Truth.
Ah, nice. How long do you think that run will go?
I don't know, but it's going to at least go to Backlash. The only thing I'm not sure on is who to back as captain. So my captains, it's either going to be Sammy or Awesome Truth.
The tag team as captain? Can't do that.
You can do that, right? Because
it's double points. No, double points. So you got to be one of your singles wrestlers.
I thought someone else had tags as their captains.
No, we used to do that in the private game.
Ah, okay. All right, cool. Well, in that case, then, it's Sammy. It's got to be Sammy.
I think Byron did the Usos that year. They were undisputed champs, and we were counting like two belts, and it was...
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Double points.
That's right.
It got ridiculous. Sammy's the captain, then. All right. Those are the teams.
What a team.
The only thing is if Jade turns on Bianca early doors, I'll not be happy.
What happened? It won't happen. Surely not. Woo, it's exciting. We're back.
Yes.
We're back. We're here. Right.
So season three. So by the time this is out, we should have season three week one scores out.
Yep.
As of recording, we've still got a few hours left before the team's deadlines. And then this will be a short three-week round. So what we're saying is everyone over 300 points, because it's season three and it's 3 weeks and three is a magic number and everything. If you get over 300 points, you will be entered into a prize draw, a raffle, and the winner of that will earn some prizes. So
nice.
Stay tuned for that.
Nice. And if you want to play with yourself at home, you can Excuse do. Me? No judging. We don't judge. But if you want to play by yourself, you want to play with friends, absolutely do it. You've just got to pick a team of 8 singles superstars and 1 tag team. It can be across anyone from WWE, NXT, AEW, TNA, or Ring of Honor. And then match wins are 10 points, match losses are minus 10. Title matches are plus 30 points. If you've got a tag team, you just double the amount of points that you get there, and pay-per-view wins get 10 points bonus. A new one that we've introduced this year for DQ losses. So if there's a disqualification and you lose by DQ, if you take the cheap way out, that's double negative, my friend. You get double negative points. And for the first time, people can make transfers within a game round. So it's a cost of 50 points. The transfers will only be actioned by the following Raw. But yes, for those injuries that happen, for those times when you think that you've picked a dead cert and it turns out to be a complete dud, or you just panic and suddenly want to make some transfers before a big event, then absolutely you can do. But it's going to cost you 50 points for the privilege. Keep your eyes peeled on our social media, on Instagram and stuff like that, because we will post things like points updates and stuff.
All right, at the _ fantasy faction on Instagram. All right, you'll hear from us again around Backlash time. Bye for now.